Blog Talk Radio.
There's a place dear to me where I'm longing to be with my friends at the old country church. There with mother we went, and our Sundays were spent with my friends at the old country church.
Precious years of memory, oh what joy, they bring to me.
They bring to me
how I long once more to be,
once more to be with my friends at the old country church. As a small country boy, how my heart beat with joy when I knelt in the old country church. And the Savior above, by His wonderful love, saved my soul in the old country church.
Precious years of
memory,
oh what joy they bring to me, how I
long
once more to be,
with my friends at the old country church. My thoughts make me weep, for so many now sleep in their graves near the old country church. And sometime I may rest with the friends I love best in a grave near the old country church.
Precious years of
memory.
Oh, what joy they bring to me.
With my friends at the old country church.
Well, good evening, everyone. And greetings in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Let us pray. Most gracious Heavenly Father, once again, as we get into your word, I'm asking the Holy Spirit to come and guide us and to give us the revelation of your word, Father, so that we can have the complete truth of what your word is telling us. Now, Father, be with us throughout the remainder of this study. And I ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Now, we're going to be in the sixth chapter of Hebrews. It's a short chapter, so we're probably going to be in for a short study tonight. But we'll see what God has and where He takes us to. Now, here in verse 1, it says, therefore, leaving the principles of the doctrine of Christ, let us go on unto perfection, not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works and of faith toward God. 2. Of the doctrine of baptisms and of laying on of hands and of resurrection of the dead and of eternal judgment. And this will we do if God permit. Let's take a look at those three verses there. Because you see, the author here is encouraging the readers, are encouraged to go on to maturity by leaving the elementary teaching of the word for perfection, as both an absolute and a guilty sense. You see, and that's not so. That's not what it's telling us at all. And you see, this is how you can get the message of God so mixed up. What he is telling us there leaving the principle of the doctrine of Christ, let us go on and do perfection. Not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works and of faith toward God. You see, we don't need the foundation of repentance but once. When we go to the Lord Jesus Christ, and if we go in truth and in sincerity, and we are actually believing in him, we don't need to do that repentance but once for our sin, own sins. And you see, back in the early days, here in 2, he talks about of the doctrine of baptisms and laying on of hands and of the resurrection of the dead and of eternal judgment. And we're told there in 3, and this will we do if God permit. You see, back then, they would have baptism for the dead. Once that one is gone, there's no more that can be done for it. So all of that old belief in being baptized for the dead that will help them and all, that's not true. And that's what this word is telling you and I. Now, here in 4, he's telling us, he says, for it is impossible for those who were once enlightened and have tasted of the heavenly gift and were made partakers of the Holy Ghost. Now, I want you to understand something here. When you are made a partaker of the Holy Ghost, you are born again. You are being reborn of God. Now, 5, and have tasted the good word of God and the powers of the world to come. In other words, you're walking in the Word, by the Word, by the guidance and the input of the Holy Spirit. And as we come to 6, if they shall fall away, to renew them again unto repentance, seeing they crucify to themselves the Son of God afresh and put him to an open chain. You see, we can't go through that again because we would have to be able to re-crucify the Lord Jesus Christ and put him to an open chain. We can't do that. He is in heaven sitting on the right hand of Almighty God. So we can't do it. 7. for the earth, which drinketh in the rain that cometh often upon it, and bringeth forth herbs for them by whom it is drenched, receiveth blessings from God. Now, you see, once we begin to walk right, and we continue that walk of righteousness, then we get our blessings and all from Almighty God. Now, 8. But that which beareth thorns and briars is rejected and is nigh unto cursing, whose end is to be burned. Well, we know that once we fall away from the Lord Jesus Christ, especially when we talk about those that are reborn. But you see, the thing about rebirth, once you are really and truly reborn, the Holy Spirit keeps you from sinning. We're going to be getting into that a little later on down the road. Those that are filled with the Holy Spirit does not sin. Now, those that are committing sin, they are rejected and they're nigh to cursing, and who will end up to be burned. Because you see, they'll wind up in hell and later on with hell, Satan, and his angels in that lake of fire. Now, 9. But beloved, we are persuaded better things of you and things that accomplish salvation. Though we thus speak. You see, we need to be looking for a lot better things in and from people and mankind, especially those that are calling themselves Christian. 10. For God is not unrighteous to forget your work and labor of love, which you have shown toward his name, in that you have ministered to the saints and do minister. You see, that work that you do for the Lord God, he's not going to forget. But you must continue walking in and with the Lord Jesus Christ, because you see, these works that you do is not what gets you into heaven. And it's not what gets you things here on this earth just because you're doing them. And that's what a lot of people think. But what you are doing with your works, your good works, is you are laying up treasures in heaven. Now think about that. In heaven. So therefore, you see, and it's because we have that eternal life that we do these works. Not, we don't do the works to have the eternal life. We do them because we have it. Now, 11. And we desire that every one of you do show the same diligence to the full assurance of hope to the end. That you be not slothful, but followers of them who through faith and patience inherit the promise. You see, you and I are not to be slothful as far as the will and the way of Almighty God. We are to be workers of God. And we are to work with zeal, not being lazy. That's what that word slothful means. Now, 13. For when God made promise to Abraham, because he could swear by no greater, he swore by himself. You see, man didn't swear to God. God swore and made this covenant with man himself, saying, surely blessings, I will bless thee and multiply. I will multiply thee. I want you to listen to what it's telling you. You see, the way we do things and how we believe and what we stand on can bring things multiplied to you and I. But it can also get us rejected, as we just found out a little earlier in this reading tonight. 15. And so after he had patiently endured, he obtained the promise. Now, 16. For men verily swear by the greater an oath for confirmation is to them an end of all strife. Now, 17. You know, you and I are told not to swear. 17, wherein God, willing more abundantly to show unto the heirs of promise the immultiple, the immutability of his counsel, confirmed it by an oath. He confirmed it by an oath. Now that's to all of us. 18. That by two immutable things in which it was impossible for God to lie, we might have a strong constellation who have fled from refuge to lay hold upon the hope set before us. which hope we have as an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast, and which enters into that within the veil. Whether the forerunner is for us, entered even Jesus, made the high priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. Now, you know, starting there at the end of verse 18, he also uses three pictures to demonstrate the security of being in Christ. First, it is described as a safe retreat for the believer, as were the six cities of refuge in the Old Testament to those allowed their protection. And second, our hope is sure and steadfast, as is a well-pleased, unbending anchor. Our anchor is not located in the deepest sea, but in the highest heaven. And third, the third figure is that of a forerunner. Though the figures change, the location does not. Our forerunner is likewise positioned in the sanctuary of heaven. As our forerunner, Jesus is far different from the Old Testament priest in the sanctuary. They could intercede for the people, but they could not lead the people in themselves, as our forerunner, Jesus, has opened the way before us that eventually and certainly we might enter in with him. And you know, he is our example, as well as our teacher, as our priest, as our Savior, as our Messiah. You see, without him we cannot achieve, because we cannot reach the Father only through him. You see, he and the Father work together. And that is why you and I are told to pray to the Heavenly Father in the name of Jesus. That's why when we go to him and repent and get forgiveness for our sins, that we put him on through baptism. That's why we are baptized in his name. We are putting him on. Now, and we know that he's not going to fail us. God is not going to lie to us. So his word is not lie. It is what some have made out of it by taking it and taking away from it, adding to it, twisting it around to make it say what they want it to say instead of what it says. And we're going to stop here for the night. I told you it was short. It was only 20 verses to chapter 6, and a lot of them were short verses. Now, is God really be back in the morning and back into chapter 7? I pray that you will all have a great night. Hold on to God, and he will hold on to you. Don't let him go. Let us pray. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Father, as I close your word, I thank you for your word, Father. I thank you for the Lord Jesus Christ and for the Holy Spirit. Father, for those that will hear this word, whether they hear it now or whether they download it and listen to it, I pray that, Father, they get something good and great out of it that will move them closer to the Lord Jesus Christ and closer to you, and equip them better, Father, to walk as your child. Now, Father, as we separate now for this evening, I pray, Father, that they all be in health, be kept safe through the night, Father, and brought together in the morning so that we can all be back into your word at 10 a.m. Father, this is my prayer. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, everyone. I pray you have a great night. Good night, all.